John's Gospel chapter. Okay. How are we learning? Huh? John's Gospel chapter 3. By now, you should be able to preach an entire, you should write an entire book from John 3. Alright, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher come from God. No man can do these miracles that you do except God is with him. What are the things you've said so far? We said, it's teaching ministry and the ministry of signs and wonders. It's not either. The believer is not meant to choose. We are meant to do both. There's nothing stopping a teacher of God's word from also ministering healing. You don't have to choose. It's all yours. And if you have never laid hands on the sick and you've never cast out devils, there's a first time for everything. Amen. I mean, it can start after this meeting. Why should a Christian run away from a demon? Why? Absolutely no reason. You can cast out devils. When you say go, it goes. You're not working on your own authority. You're working on the authority that's in Christ Jesus. Are you listening to me? So, we said, Nicodemus acknowledged that Jesus was a teacher. And I worked miracles. But acknowledgement is not enough. The fact that someone believes the facts, that's it, that's double. The fact that someone believes something about you or about Jesus, or I believe that. Someone even said to me, he said, I believe Jesus is a prophet who came to show us morality. The do's and don'ts of this world to modify our character. And I said, you're right. But he did more than that. Amen. He did more than change your conduct. He changed our lives. Amen. Amen. Change our hearts. And changed our eternity. And because of him, we have eternal life. Oh, you're not sure yet? I do. So, we also said true faith is not just intellectual acknowledgement. Nico was a Pharisee. It's like saying someone is a deacon or an elder. So Nicodemus had an appointment in church. He was ordained. And you must not allow that to stop you from learning. Are you listening to me? Your ordination must not stop you from learning. I'm privileged to teach in certain places, and some of the people that are there are double of my age. I'm 16, by the way, so they are like 32. Does that make sense? And one day I met a man, he was asking a question in class. And he was asking, so after answering the question, I was curious. And I said, sir, how long have you been in ministry? And he said, something over 46 years. You've been teaching for 46 years. And you're still willing to sit down under me to learn. That was humbling for me. But more than humbling, that was a lesson. That you don't outgrow learning. You don't outgrow it. Don't forget we said, the more you think you know, the farther you are away from revelation. What receives revelation is simple-heartedness. Simple-heartedness. Jesus said, you can't come into God's kingdom except you are like a child. The moment you're an adult, in quote, quote and unquote, and you think you know, he stops showing you himself. But we see him. I said, we see him. And he said, no man can do these miracles except God is with him. So we took just a bit of a journey on that, right? And we said, can someone do miracles without God being with them? Is it possible? Yes. Is it possible? So we checked in the morning, biblical versus non-biblical. Right? So we said that something is cited, C-I-T-E-D, in a piece of literature does not confer the meaning of the entire literature or the meaning of the entire book. What am I saying? That you see something in the Bible does not mean that's what the Bible is saying. In the Bible, thieves spoke. Herod spoke. Pharaoh spoke. Even Zacchaeus spoke. Tax collectors, prostitutes. Some were saved later, some were not. The Goliath spoke. Imagine quoting Goliath. And say, the Bible said, today I will give your head to the birds of the air. You say, as the Bible said, how? When did the Bible say it? It's in the Bible. If you want to justify child marriage, it's in the Bible. But that does not make it biblical. Does that make sense? To know what is biblical, you must have read the entire book and come to a knowledge by revelation, right? A knowledge by the Spirit and say, this is what God is saying. Is it making sense? So, Nicodemus's assertion would be wrong or would not be totally correct to say no man can do these miracles except God is with him. No. Is it making sense? But Jesus went away from that, and Jesus knew what he wanted to see. It was about the teaching. Where is it coming from? He was looking at the teachings of Jesus and he said, where is this one? This is strange. Don't forget, earlier on in Matthew 5, they already looked at it and said, his teaching was different from that of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Remember? So they were looking at where is this knowledge coming from? Then Jesus says, it's by the Spirit. So verse 3, Jesus answered and said to him, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The word see there actually means to know, to come to the full knowledge of something. So Jesus is telling Nicodemus, the full knowledge and insight of God's kingdom is not on the pages of research. Research is good. It's good to have materials to read. It's good to be able to listen to everything in the world. But you see, the true insight to God's kingdom is by revelation. You don't know Jesus because you read about it. Even at salvation, how did you get saved? Look at it again. If you were thinking critically about it, you will not get saved. Amen. You say, okay, you are saying someone died for me. Why? And he rose for me. Shame on. He rose again for Asau. Why? But if I now believe in him, I'll have eternal life. Make it make sense. So, our salvation in it as a basic unit came as a result of the work of the Spirit. That's why Paul will say, no man calls Jesus Lord except by the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3. That is, your salvation came because of the work of the Spirit. We're getting somewhere. So we said, Jesus is known by revelation. That means his knowledge is beyond sense knowledge. What is sense knowledge? If when you go to school, you get lectured, right? Right? So you study something. I know some of you study some nice courses. Marine science. from the marine kingdom. I don't know. What do you have to score in jams? Shout out to you, by the way. I'm not trying to condescend on any cause. What, your jam score must be looking like a radio station, like 107 point. Cause you don't need anything to actually study fishery, sincerely. Let's be factual with ourselves. But it doesn't also mean that you that study medicine will make more money. Hallelujah. Is that not why you went to school? To make money. Right? Or it's for passion? Tell yourself the truth. Money or passion? Both. You're lying. It's for money. If it's not for passion, why are doctors always going on strike? Why can't it? You know, as long as we are saving lives, doctors do it. Amen. When you go to school, you are taught something. But you see, the knowledge of Jesus goes beyond sense knowledge. It goes beyond history. So I say, if you can prove to me from history how Jesus, you are not ready. Archaeology cannot bring salvation to you. What brings salvation is revelation. The day you see him, all questions stop. The day you see him, all doubts are dissolved. You will see him. Revelation is how you know Jesus. Revelation, we said, changes how we think. Remember? Have we not said that today? Where we look at Peter and Cornelius. Peter was going to say, unclean man, Gentile. Meanwhile, he was there in Acts 1:8. When Jesus said, and you will receive utterance. After the Holy Ghost is come upon you, right? And you be my witness where? In Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria. Sorry, uttermost part of the earth. Is that not the Gentiles? So, it was the Gentiles. In Mark 16, he says, go into all the world. Yet, the disciples stopped at Israel. But revelation changes all that. So what does revelation do? It changes the way I think. It changes, it gives me purpose. You saw that with Moses. Moses was on the run all his life. 80 years. If you ask Moses, who are you? He will take a deep breath before he can answer. You know, if you ask you who are you, you say you're a Nigerian. Some of you are Togolese, some of you are French. If you ask Moses, when God told Moses, say, you go and save your people, my people. Moses said, yeah, better come out clear. Which one of them? Because he was born by an Hebrew woman, raised by an Egyptian woman, and was tended, nurtured, cared for by Midianites. So, Moses, who are you? He didn't know. But you see, God's revelation, the revelation of God's spirit to a man, gives him purpose. He now knows who he is. So the same Moses will now go to Pharaoh and say, let my people go. Is it making sense now? Now he knows his people. He also changes your conduct. Revelation, when you see Jesus, it can change your decision making. For example, you look at Joseph, the one who says is the father of Jesus. When Mary get belly, that sounds somehow from me. When Mary was pregnant, which would have been funny if it had happened in 2026. So there's a sister in church that is very fervent. Upright. I was going to use someone as an example, but I said, don't let me do that. Fervent sister. Single. Every time we are in prayer vigil. Oh, robust! It is by revelation. I can see it. Study group, 10 over 10. In our unit, the good example every time. Like Sister Toby, have you? But you see that kind of sister. And then, suddenly you just see everybody in church. No, In the church of Christ, people don't talk much. It's just the eyes. Well done, man. Someone say, welcome to church. People have a way of using eyes. But if that was all, better. It's Joseph, go, I was interested in. So Mary came one and said, Joe boy. Can we talk? And when women say, can we talk? It's a long day. Amen. When my wife say, can we talk? I just say, can it be later? Can we talk? Summarize it. Because you are going to Abuja. Now first go to Sokoto from Lagos. Why? Abuja is there. So Mary said, can we talk? He said, what's the issue? That malaria, has it gone? She says, about the malaria. See, why you didn't hand like this? Joe, I don't know how to say it, but there's no other way to say it. I'm pregnant. So Joseph rushes to check calendar and discover it's not April 1st. What do you mean? What are you saying? Guy, it's a prank. Where's the camera? It's a prank. He says, you know, I don't do all this prank stuff. I'm not even on TikTok. She says, now, all jokes aside, I'm about to call pastor. What are you saying? I'm serious. I'm pregnant. I can't see my period. Find it now. She just said, but you know you cannot put it on me. Say, I'm not trying to put it on you. You are not responsible. She said, ha! French breakfast. Who is responsible? What I can do is, I can forgive you. We are going to cover all of this, but who is responsible? Maybe you have just said Abraham Matthew. He said, God. What did it take before? Are we kids here? Are we joking here? As I said, there are moves of the spirit. You can't box God up. Amen. That is the move of the spirit as one time. I'm just saying, the way God did that in that generation, there are things that can happen. Like that Paul's experience. Imagine someone coming from church and say, I got blind. He say, and it's God that me. You explain tire. It's not like we carry that pastor. Joseph, that said, God, this lady takes me for a fool. So he vexed, shut the door, slammed the door, and left. What changes his decision? Revelation. Are you with me? Say, I see.
I see.
Say, I see.
I see.
You know those Instagram posts and say, when you see it, let me know. Eh? Have you seen it before? Hey, when you see it, let me know. Amen. Will you see it? In your ministry, when you see it, let me know. I said, when you see it, let me know. You will see it. I'll see it. Amen. So we said, revelation can change a man's conduct. Can give him purpose. Jesus is known by revelation. Purpose. We saw with Paul. One who was persecuting the church now became the one who was being persecuted. Revelation has swapped purpose. In fact, when Jesus was telling Paul his life statement, he said, you will suffer for my name's sake. That kind of person, you can't bully him with persecution. That's why when he met himself in prison with Silas, Silas might not understand what's going on. Paul started singing. Silas said, who did I follow to this place like this now? Are we not meant to be praying? That God set us free, free, free. No, there's no prayer that you forget the prayer point. You just be one syllable. Free. You have not done the mountain before, eh? By me. I went to one with my mom many years ago. I was confused of what's going on here. Just old. Different postures. Silas was expecting that. But the man who had a purpose by revelation already knew. So this is just one of it. If I'm going to be counting, maybe next 2 weeks if I'll be in another prison. Let me just enjoy this one. He was singing. Revelation has given him a purpose. If you don't know your purpose in life, ask God, show me who I am. Show me who I am. He will show you. Renard Bonnke was sharing. God gave him the mission, the purpose to go to Africa. And we said, if a man's dedication is not backed by revelation, we said he will be frustrated. That's why you see people who used to burn for Jesus at some point in their lives. And then suddenly, they appear lethargic, tired, worn out. Eyes have not been opened. Revelation drives a man. It will drive you. Amen. If there's something you must leave this meeting with, is Jesus, show me your glory. Show me who I am. Show me who you are. Help me to see you in the beauty of your holiness. That transforms your fellowship. I mean your fellowship with the Father. It transforms as you preach. If you are still preaching, to convince one soul, you will sweat. By the time you are done, say, both you and the soul are saved. That is so good, they save you back with cold water. Are you now saved? Say, I'm still not sure. Tomorrow I'll be back. What you need is revelation. Amen. But faith, you have a psalm like that. I know who I am. I know who you are. Is it you? I know who you are. Is he in this church? I know who I am. Huh? Okay, it's better music. Okay. I know I've heard this somewhere. Say, I know who I am. Alright, so we said, Jesus is known by revelation. You will see that in the Pauline epistles. I want us to be fast this afternoon. So I will get a rest before the evening session. You see it in Pauline epistles. How does Paul, who was not there when Jesus died, he will now say some words. Like, he spoiled principalities. Made an open show of them. And you say, when did he do it? So you go back to the four gospels. Okay, the soldiers spat on him. Then he died. Eli. Sapa makpami, have you? I heard that song, I just shook my head for Nigerians. Sapa makpami. And then you're looking at all the pages and you say, where did these spoil principalities? In fact, if you're looking at just the four gospels, you can say, are you sure Jesus is the savior? Just say, hey, but when he came to arrest him and he said, I am the one, they all fell down. But who eventually now fell? Him. They arrested him. How can you be the savior and you're in chains? Paul will now explain that in his epistles and say, his death, his willing death, which was willing to die, was to save humanity. You don't see that even if you are there. You see it by revelation. So, let's put it this way. The four gospels will be a photograph. The epistles of Paul will be an x-ray. They will show you the things the ordinary eyes cannot catch. Radiographers will like this. Yeah. Is it making sense? You know, when you see someone's photograph, you can't see the bones, right? You can't see the clavicle. You just say, except Brother Iwa, you see his clavicle readily. The four gospels will be that picture. You know the picture. He died. He rose again. What happened in that 3 days? We used to have a teaching. What happened in 3 days? Maybe we will take it again. What happened in 3 days? Paul will now bring it to you by revelation. Say, I have revelation. for example, look at Colossians 2. So, the kingdom of God is seen by the Spirit. Except a man be born again, he cannot see it. Except a man be born of the Spirit. Look at verse 6, Colossians 2. I want you to pay attention. Imagine if you are Peter and you knew when Jesus was arrested and killed. And someone is not telling you that this is what happened. Verse 6. As you have therefore received Jesus Christ, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Don't let any man spoil you with philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him, in Christ, dwell the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. And you say, when did all of this one happen? I thought when he just died, he taught us for 40 days and he left. Verse 11. In whom you are also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. Abraham is looking at you and saying, I don't understand. There's a circumcision that is not done with blade. Paul is showing you insight by the Spirit. Is it making sense? Putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Buried with him. He's talking to the church in Colossae. Not Colosso. The church in Colossae. And he's saying, you were buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who raised him with from the dead. You see, you can, if Peter did not have revelation, because he eventually did, amen. Imagine what we're going on through his head. We ran away. How do you say we were buried with him? We ran away. Thomas not just run. He looked the Lord straight in the eye and said, I don't believe you. So I don't believe in it. It's AI. He did not rise from there. It's AI. Where the world is going to, God help us. Because now you don't even know. They are now making movies. I was seeing one. It was cooking and the lady jumped inside the pot. I hope it stays that way. So that we can differentiate. Amen. How can you be cooking? He say, yeah. So he said, well, I'm going to buy meat in the market. Then he put a whole cow on her neck. What was that? Thomas said, this is AI. No one can rise from the dead. But he saw Lazarus rise. He has even helped their faith by Lazarus rising from the dead. Just like some of you have been healed before. Suddenly, you don't believe you can be healed again. Where did your faith go? Paul is now writing to them and he's saying, you were buried with Jesus. Me. I've never entered any underground thing before. I've never attended a burial before. He didn't say you attended. He said you were buried with him. That means that death he died with you. But that's not the end. Thank God that's not the end. He says, when he was raised from the dead, you were raised with him. That's an x-ray. That's an x-ray to the four gospels. Come on, is it making sense? Are we having believers meeting? So I have revelation. Now, let's go ahead. Verse 13. And you, being dead in your sins, and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has quickened together with him, and he has forgiven you all your trespasses. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. You can't see this. This is not by experience. So when Jesus tells Nicodemus, the kingdom of God can only be known by the Spirit. Can you see it now? Meaning that Nicodemus, no matter what you see, all these signs and wonders, no matter, until you get in there. Jesus tells Nicodemus, when you see it, let me know. Amen. Blotting out, verse 14, the handwriting of ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he took it out of the way, he nailed it to the cross. They could not see. What they saw was tornado nail. Say, nailed it to the cross. I still remember that day. It was just his hand. There was no ordinance. Nah. Paul says, he wrote out all your sins and he nailed it to the cross. Verse 15, can we read verse 15 together? Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly. How do you say openly when nobody saw it? The use of the word openly was intentional. Paul is telling you, you see that revelation, that's my reality. He said, on that cross, Jesus made an open shame of the devil. Don't forget, we said, you cannot know what happened to, even to the devil, except by, that was yesterday night, when we're looking at John 16, 12, verse 11, where he said, he will reprove the word of judgment, because what? The prince of this world is, he will reprove the word of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. And we said, that's going to happen by the spirit of truth. Is it making sense? So again, you can't even know what happens to the devil, except by revelation. That's why some people run letter scatter. So someone tells you, you know what, you're going to die. And you too are crying. I've been told that twice. One gave me 7 days. I told you, I said, me. Me that I was tired. I didn't have a car. He said, I'm made to see. You're going to die. Me said, I'm made to see. No, we only if you see you. Hallelujah. He said, a person when you don't see you, where you go, they threaten. Me too, I'm made to see. And another stood Paul, he said, brother Saul, the Lord Jesus will appear to you, as appear to, you cannot commonize this vision. Now all of us get them. So you are going to die. I forgot. Until about 3 days to the D-Day. Yeah, D-Day. Yeah. Death day. Didn't get that. So I just remember, I said, hey, me, my badra. Hey, no BC. Yes, I went out. Middle of the night. God, that's what they are saying. What are you saying, Lord? Oh no, that okay. Hallelujah. The moment you have a revelation of who the devil is, oh, so it's just one cloth that is hanging in your room that is carrying you at night. You wake up midnight. So that cloth looks like a human being. You know what for show fear. So you go, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You're already looking for pastor. Pastor. Where's my phone? Where's my phone? Pastor? He said, let me even put on the light. And you on the light. And that's his sweater. Who put the sweater here? Why are you scared of the one who has been defeated? If you open your eyes by revelation, you will see the prince of this world is judged. Are you getting it now? Are you clocking it? Eh? Oh, clock it. Cause me, I clock it. Hallelujah. That's one of the ones I like. But be clocking the right thing, so. Don't be clocking. Let's clock it that you're not taking care of your parents. What kind of clocking is that one? That was anti-clockwise. The reason why you see a demon and you're running away. I remember one brother like that. You say, hey, let's go now. So when we saw the best that was possessed, he said, okay, these things of the spirit, they are, when we are trying to be wise. Oh, new revelation in John. You know, called all of us. So the issue with demons is that demons don't come for the person that does not come for them. Yusuf laugh. Me too. Say, so why not let us leave this demon alone? Let the sleeping dog lie. I say, bro, you are scared. Say, no. You know, the things of the spirit, these things require wisdom. Okay. Jesus, he cast out devils. He didn't say use wisdom for devil. He didn't say use wisdom for devil. He said cast out devils. Say, I cast out devils. Went for an outreach in your town some years ago. 2014. Or your town. My friend is not here. He would have been here. And it was a village. I've shared this story before. we were discipling a Nabalist son. We just got him saved. By the way, he's pastoring now in Ife. Amen.
Amen.
I thought I would hear greater noise. He's been pastoring for over 6 years, 7 years now. Yeah. Hallelujah. So when we met him, the thing I was in land was fire. So when we're done, the father had heard. So we were, it's not just that we allowed the father to hear. We went to his own place too. You can't be scared when you know you are above. How does Anthony Joshua will now be fearing a 3-month-old baby in a fight? Even a paralyzed Anthony Joshua, we beat the baby. Are you getting me? Say, the devil is in trouble. We go use revelation, kill him. Trouble. Now that our eyes are open, things begin to change. Everything will change for me. So went to his house. And the man said, in Yoruba, hey, Debbie. He was furious. So he took something and he drew a line. And he said in Yoruba that anyone that the mother was born immediately after the father should cross that line. In all fairness, let me be sincere. I crossed it, but I was not thinking about it. If I thought about it very well, maybe I would not have crossed it that day. Because I was younger. I was 12 years younger than now. And now I'm even still growing. So you can imagine then. So I crossed it. Myself and my friend. He had crossed it. And I say, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I can't remember what he took. I say, I just remember, he said, that person is going to die immediately. I say, le karababa. So I look at all the other brethren I went on actually before. As far die away from the line as they are far from revelation. Amen. Buddha crossed. The other person crossed because he was there in me. I can tell you for myself. I forgot what's happening. I just crossed because Jara, nobody think of besides I want that. Amen. I crossed. I say, Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Over that night I could not sleep because I felt maybe if it doesn't work immediately, minutes later. But I'm here, alive. 12 years later, still preaching the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
What does that tell you? He has poured principalities and powers. He has made an open show. Stop getting scared unnecessarily. That fear is false. You need revelation. Amen. You need revelation. Imagine a teacher that has been sacked, trying to collect assignments from you. And he's threatening you. Bring your assignment now. And he's bringing out Cain. If you knew you had been sacked, what would you have done? Assignment my foot. You can go to hell for all I care. But you're sweating. And he's asking you, kneel down. And you're kneeling down. But he has been stripped. I say he has been stripped. So the fear is false. The anxiousness is false. The anxiety is false. The x-ray is showing us that, right? We might not be able to see it in the picture. But by the Spirit in Paul's epistles, we now see Jesus as one. Hallelujah. You learning something? We must also know ourselves by revelation. So when we say the kingdom of God, don't forget last year when we were looking at the kingdom of God in this same John 3, we said the kingdom of God will be God and his people. Are you in that kingdom? Huh? We mentioned angels. Don't forget. Huh? Did you go through your last year note? Because I pick it from year after year. Amen. Uh-huh. So we said angels are part of that kingdom, even though we didn't stress on that. But we said the believer is a part of that kingdom. Right? So, in that kingdom, everything is known by the Spirit, by revelation. So, you must also know yourself by revelation. Paul found out himself by revelation. Who are you? In Philemon chapter 1. Or Philemon. Someone corrected me some years ago. Says it's not Philemon, it's Philemon. I said, okay, oh. Say it is Titus. I said, yeah, Titus, like the same Titus. Says Titus. I'll leave the Greek for the Greeks. Philemon chapter 6. Come on together, everybody. Want to go? That the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing. So, if I'm looking at you, do I see every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus? Physically, no. How can I see every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus? By revelation. God has to open my eyes to see. And Paul says to Philemon that your faith becomes effective when you begin to walk by revelation. When you begin to see every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. That means it's not just Jesus that is known by revelation. It's not just the Spirit. It's not just the kingdom of God. You as the believer, you're also known by revelation. When you know yourself by revelation, you now begin to know that there's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. I say no condemnation. The devil tries to play that trick. He say, see your life now. You are done. I just said there, glory, glory, spirit, spirit, revelation. See you. Small thing, you are falling. But God doesn't see you as falling. Say now we are seated with Christ. In Romans 8, he said, we are not just heirs, we are joint heirs with Christ. He doesn't see you as falling. He see you as sitting. Amen. 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 You must see yourself like that. You know, in the morning I told you, I said, if you don't know who you are, you will respond to what you are not. There are people who get angry when people abuse them. For example, someone calls you stupid. And suddenly you start to flare up. He calls me stupid. Someone said, you can never make it. You know what I mean? You can never make it. You are supposed to be serving dinner with the boys. And someone said, you know, your future is over. And you're crying. Why? Why are you crying? Do you believe you can never make it? I said, if someone comes to me and tell me, why are you putting on a blue shirt? What will you tell the person? Eh? Hello, Bajiki Bola. Eh? What will you tell the person? Don't worry about what I said. You say, maybe you need to see the optician, eh? Because it's not a blue shirt. What's the color of that baby? Help me, I don't know. Why? Is it why? Is it burgundy? And some say, hey, it's not burgundy. Which one is burgundy? You've not heard colors before. Tomato. Cockroach brown. If someone comes and says, you're putting on blue shirt, I will not respond. If there's someone, if I'm sitting in the crowd and someone says, that brother in blue shirt, I'm not responding. Because that's not me. So, why is it that when someone says, you are a failure who never serve God, why are you agitated? Why are you responding to that? That's not you. The only reason why a man will react to that is because he doesn't know who he is. Are you listening to me? When you just finished from school, I remember when I first finished. And, you know, in medical school, you put on short clinical coat as a student. But when you are graduated, your clinical coat becomes long. So it's one of the things you look forward to, in your life. Eventually, you are not going to wear that clothes, the coat. You will see it, you will dump it. But I remember going to the ward one day without, this was during house job, without the long coat, which was a thing of pride, right? And so I was on my scrub, just scrub. Anyone can wear scrub, remember? Student, clinicians, anyone. So one nurse, Mudetiman target nurse yet. Sorry, shout out to the nurses, by the way. So one nurse That's right, Mr. Ariel is gonna say, what, it's not like you're practicing like that. So one of those, hey, that student, come here. I didn't answer. I didn't answer because I knew what, I'm not a student. Amen. Like a student of the word, but not, yes sir. So I was walking. So she threw something. Is it not you I'm calling? So I look back and say, madam, what's the problem? That's shocker. Shocker. See? Am I the one that's talking like that? You said a student. I'm not a student. Say, oh, sorry. So what department? So you should have asked. You don't just stack people around. You see it to me. A demon is talking and say, you pretender, you're condemned. See? Check now, check the face. Does this face look as someone that is condemned? No. I'm seated with Christ. Revelation changes everything. It changes what you answer to. It changes your name. It changes what you're called. So you must know who you are. So that when they call it, you answer. I say you must know who you are. What does the epistle call you as we round up on this? The epistle calls the believer a saint. I know some of you find it hard. You think saints is for dead people. Say saints came. I pay me saint too. I don't want to go now. No. All of Paul's epistles, he called the believers in those churches saints. Go and read Corinth, Colossae, Philippians. He called them saints. In Romans 1:7, he called the believers in Rome saints. So I'll just flip through this. Are you learning something? We're showing who you are by revelation. It's not only Saint Peter or Saint Obi. You can have Saint Faith. Amen. Saint Deborah. Saint Lillian. Amen. Can we have Saint Toby? Sounds of a Saint Toby. Saint Toby. Hallelujah. So I'm a saint. You see? If that is hard for you to say, come on. I'm a saint. Pastor. Don't let me say that one. I believe oh, by revelation, oh, oh saints, pastor, the things I've done. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He didn't need your impute. He didn't ask for your permission. He died for you. Are you listening to me? And you are what he calls you. You see, improvement will be made over time. You will grow over time. Some things will drop. Some loads will shed on the way. But you have always been what he called you. That a human being is dirty does not mean he's not a human being. That a human being did not brush his teeth. You know that they speak in tongues to you. Saint, stop it. Saint, but does not make that person less of a human being. Human is human. All human lives are the same, says WHO and UNICEF and all of them. They say all human lives are the same until it's time to share money. Hallelujah. You are a saint. Can you sing that song? I'm a saint. Those of you that rap. I know one brother in this church. I will not talk. Wrap it up. Romans 1:7. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, you are called saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. Called saints. In 1 Corinthians 1. That's the next one. Verse 2. Unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ, called to be saints. You see that? 1 Corinthians 1 verse 2. Again, the church in Corinth, you eventually discover that that church had a lot of characters. They had someone who was sleeping with the father's wife. There are people who were eating food offered to idols. Amen. There are people who were selfish. There are people who were taking themselves to court. Right? There are people who were going to be involved with divorce. you know, all manners of people in that church. Guess how Paul introduced them? Saints. I told you earlier in the morning, I said, it takes revelation to see people the way God sees them. You are a saint.
I'm a saint.
That's what says so. I believe it. That settles it. So that next time, when that guilt comes, you must walk yourself from the place of victory. I know what he calls me. I know what he calls me. I know who I am by the Spirit. And I know everything will align. Till I become that perfect man he speaks about. Amen. Till I become that perfect man. Yeah. I'm what he calls me. He calls you the new creation. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, you're familiar with that. If any man be in Christ, he is in the new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In case you don't know what is new, I say, all things are now of God. Some of God. Men are gone. Some of God. Some of God. I'm in the new creation. I'm in the new creation. Say, I'm a man of God. In this world, we use man of God for pastors. Now, every believer is a man of God. That's why I love that song. I have a purpose in his plan. I'm a man of God. God in man in Christ. I have a purpose in his plan. I'm a man of God. I'm a man of God. Remember, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit, I am born of God. I am a man of God. This human is of God. That's what it means. I'm a man of God. Hallelujah. You're not excited about that. I'm a man of God. I'm not one of those humans the devil can toy with. I am a man of God. I'm a man of God. I'm a man of God. Have your seat. Do you say, you must say that to yourself beyond the four walls of the church. When you're sick in the body, you can tell yourself, I'm a man of God. That means God's power. I have access to my body. You see that? That means God's power has access to my body. To heal and to restore. To cure and to make whole. See, it's not you are sick in the body that you now start confessing about healing, no. You start saying it. God's power has access to my body. I'm healed in my body. Right here and right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm not nursing sicknesses and diseases. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Are you there? He calls you the new creation. In Galatians 2:20, Paul says, the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who died and gave himself for me. Things have changed. I'm in the new creation. He also calls us children of God. In Galatians 4. Galatians 4, verse 7. Are you learning something? Are you there? Wherefore, you are no longer a servant. We sang that song earlier. I'm no longer a slave to sin. I am now a child of God. It's convenient to say it when you just finish praying. When you just finish praying, there's this atmosphere of piety, of piousness and of holiness. You just say, yes, I'm a man of God. I walk in his purpose and plan. You know when you need to say it more? When it appears you're down. People forget it. They forget it. They say it in church. When we lift up holy hands and we sing to his name, it's easy to say, you know what, I'm born of the Spirit, God! But that's not really when you need it. You know when you need it the most? When the chips are down. When it appears, I messed up. I goofed. That's when you should look in the mirror and say, I'm born of God. I'm born of God. God of God, I'm born of God. The Spirit is at work in me. This will not be the end. No, this will not be the end. No. Born of God. Born of God. Born of God. Don't stay in sin consciousness. That's how to think. What if I had not even gone there? What's the Lord today? It's time to now face who you are in Christ and see how that does not repeat itself again. Does that make sense? When the chips are down, you look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm a child of God. His spirit dwells in me. Yeah. I'm in the new creation. In Galatians 4:7 says, you're no longer slaves, but a son. And if you're a son, then you're an heir of God through Christ. Amen. We are also ambassadors of Christ. Trying to wrap it up early. We're also ambassadors for Christ. In 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21. See, God has given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. Now we are ambassadors of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 21. Turn there. It's not far. As far verse 18. All things of God who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us what? The word of reconciliation. Can we verse 20 together? Now then, we are what? As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead that you be reconciled. Son, I'm ambassador of God. Didn't say it very well. Say it. That means in your workplace, people see God through you. On your campus, people see God through you. In your street, your estate, your family, people see God through you. When people need to hear God, they come to you. I said they come to you. And then you tell them the man of God, right? Because you are an ambassador of God. He has put his spirit in you so that he can talk like him. Am I in the wrong church? I said so he can talk like him. So you talk like him. You act like him. You speak like him. You heal like him. You teach like him. You are like him. Pray for me as I close. So we are ambassadors of God. He also calls us the temple of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 3:16. We are temples of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. So the believer has to see himself. That means you are not explained. Your reality is not because of your ethnic nation. Your reality is not from your country. It's always, next time someone asks you who you are and to explain yourself, the first thing you must not be thinking about is, my name is Uzoma. No. Yeah, that's your name. But your name is also Victory. He called you victorious. Huh? So your name is Victory. He called you chosen. So you are a chosen. So you are a chosen. Now that sounds funny, eh? But you're chosen. So I was trying to play and say, that one is a church. They said they are chosen. I was trying to mock it, so I said, I'm a chosen. He said, I didn't know. He said, you don't wear the vest. I said, the vest is in my heart. I've been chosen. And it's green, though. Hey, man, the vest is in my heart. Paul would say in Ephesians 1, say we were chosen. You don't believe it. God chose you. Oh, this is beautiful. That's who I am. So, we don't just know Jesus by revelation. We also know ourselves by revelation. You have to x-ray yourself. And when you x-ray yourself, you begin to see, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That means, I am saved. That's what he said. I am bought with the precious blood of God. I am redeemed. As long as I am redeemed, only man redeemed bed sleep. Redeemed old age. Redeemed. Say, I'm redeemed. And you say, that brother. Sorry, this year I've been focusing a bit on gambling. I'm not picking on anything. Just what it is. God wants to wash that thing away from your life. I'm redeemed. The conduct might not look like it now. But you see, what revelation does, it helps you to find who you are. And the more you find who you are, the things you are not will drop. I said they will drop. Are you getting me? What you're not will drop. Because that's not you. So that struggle, we say, is what? It's false. Learn to say it very well. Next time, you see, you'll see. This struggle in ministry is false. It's not my reality. I was made to serve him. I was made to sing his song. I said that when I was 17. I said, I was made to sing his song. Yeah. I'm a child of God. Nothing changes this one. I have x-rayed myself. I can see it. Everything will eventually align with it. But till then, I keep looking at the perfect image of what he has called me. I don't take my eyes away from it. I don't take my eyes away from it. I see myself just as he sees me. So, the believer also must know himself by what? Revelation. So that you are not called what you are not. That's why Paul will not end up by saying in Ephesians 1 as we end. I cease not to pray for you. Making mention of you in my prayers. I just want to give thanks for you. Make mention of you in my prayers. Verse 16. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. You can turn there. Ephesians 1. What a prayer. Because revelation changes everything about you. You can't study the Bible. Or when you study it, you don't even seem to understand. There are believers who cannot sit through a sermon. They'll doze. Why? Something is... But all you know is that you can sit through a movie. So the attention is not the issue. The issue is your eyes are open to another thing. The moment your eyes are turned to the Lord... I remember there was time before I started pastoring here. The church was doing service. So they always do two services on Sunday. And that day they were going to have a teaching meeting after the service, which was going to be in two batches. So I told myself when I was leaving home, school then, I said, I'm going to attend the first service and I'll go home. And I'll come back for the teaching meeting, the second one. By that time I would have been well rested. I'll come out for the second batch of the teaching meeting. How about the first service? I said, this thing, I love it. I stayed for the second service. Stayed for the first batch of the teaching. Maybe I should be going home. I've stayed for the first batch. I stayed for the second one. After that, myself and my friends still waited. And we're still discussing what we learned from those teachings. So whoever says you are not capable of sitting through a sermon has deceived you. That attention span is false. You were made to sing a song. Are you listening to me? His song. Are you listening? You will sing it. His word, you preach it. And men will listen to you. Old and the young. Male and female. The hardest of heart will yield to you. You will find it easy to do God's will. You will not tire out. You will not burn out. You will not wear out. you will keep seeing yourself the way he sees you. So Paul said, Paul knew that the believer needed this. So he says, I pray for you that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the wisdom of the Spirit, that is revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. That means someone can be in church and all life long they will never know what the hope of God's calling is. Paul says, when your eyes are open, you will see it. The riches of his glory. So there's a riches that is more than money, that is not saved in the bank, that is not with any asset management firm. Paul says, but your eyes have to be open. You see why we have to pray. Brothers, sisters, you see why we have to pray. The journey is sweeter than what you are experiencing. Walking with the Lord is sweeter than what you are experiencing. We need to pray. Paul will not tell the same church in Ephesians 3. Turn to this, and I'll close here. Verse 14. This is the prayer I want to pray. Paul says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you, say grant, say I receive it, that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with his might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to see with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, and the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ that passes all. Huh? So he's saying it's not by knowledge, it's not by logic, it's by what? Spirit. Is it making sense? Is he saying what Jesus told Nicodemus? Huh? Come on. Is it the same thing? That this is, except a man is born of the Spirit, he cannot see the love of God. He cannot comprehend the length, the breadth, the depth, the height. And to know the love of Christ, verse 19, that passes all knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Are you ready to pray for yourself? I begin to see myself, how he sees me. I begin to talk the way he talks. I begin to preach the way he preach. I heal the way he heals. I do what he does. I do the work of Jesus. His acts are my acts. His acts are my acts. I begin to see myself exactly how he sees me. Can you pray for yourself? Revelation is mine, to see myself.